My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Spraggin' the lie.
Let's get some quick ones in here. Spraggin' the Lie brought to you by a message from Tom Peterson's late night commercials directed at the Oregon Ducks. Wake up, wake up. If you're too young to get this, sorry, but at least swag, we'll get it.
And Glorious too. Excuse me, swag's not the only Tom Peterson super fan here.
Tom and Gloria.
I remember when it was just Tom, and then Gloria was like, hey.
And me too.
And Glorious too.
Yeah, Gloria had to bail him out of bankruptcy, so that's how
so
that
she got that spot. Good buzz cut, Tom Peterson.
Great buzz cut.
Great, like, traditional Army buzz cut.
Whatever happened to the Petersons? What happened over there?
Well,
what's going on? I know they did, but, like, did the kid, you know, is there any sort of offshoot?
I don't know
is
what eventually
offspring?
Happened to the business.
Do they have kids?
Not?
Is there a legacy of Petersons in the Portland area?
Did you see the remix, Steal Our Idea?
I did. Outrageous Audio?
Outrageous Audio guy did their schedule release.
Yeah.
Actually, it was really good content.
Probably the most random thing we have ever done on this show was when we talked about those commercials.
That guy.
And that guy called in. And we had him on the show.
Yeah, somebody said you guys were talking about me.
Yeah, we did
Outrageous
that.
Outrageous Audio.
And then we had, who was our Ken guy? Blazer Ken?
Remember? Blazer Ken. Tan Ken.
Yeah, he
Portland
called in
really
too.
Portland Ken.
Portland Ken.
Ron Sloy.
Yes, that sounds right.
I think he's still trying to sell the mansion.
Still trying to get rid of it?
Yeah.
Spring Line brought to you by RFK Jr. The stench of a Sprague pit considerably worse than the minivan after a Sunday at the beach. Now you got a dead bear in the back of that thing?
Tweeters are just $5. And then I dropped him in Central Park. I thought this would be funny.
Spring Line brought to you by... That's my RFK. Pretty good, no?
I feel weird doing that.
Brought to you by Danny Rojas. How else can we be sick from both ends and call it a miracle?
Dude. I know we haven't dove in. We should have. I actually dropped the ball one show.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Lasso announcing basically they're coming back with the full cast is awesome. And I will not hear otherwise. I didn't really like the way it ended.
I want more of that show. I love that show.
I just love the show. It makes me happy. And
yes.
I just want to be happy. So if it's not great.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
That's kind of how I felt this year with The Bear. Like, everybody pooped all over The Bear, and I'm like, was it as good as the first two seasons? No, it's also not easy to keep that thing going. And I love it. I love the show.
I just love the show.
I love the show.
Yeah.
Yes, Chef. Yeah. Spring Line brought to you by Sprague being a local morning news guy. If only he was as knowledgeable with the betting world as he is with the local news, this might be a segment full of winners.
Well, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I got off to a rough start last week. Last year's champion, 0-3 right out of the gate. I had the under last night of 46.5. How many points did they score?
47.
Awesome. 0-3 for me.
You would have waited. You would've.
Sprague, I know, I could have locked it in later. After I was, by the way, I would like listeners pointed this out. I was ridiculed for the idea of gambling the Friday game. I just want to point this out a week ago. Just gamble college. Just do college. And Sprague comes out with a Friday night NFL line. Like, oh, okay, that's allowed. Sprague has an incomplete record. He's 1-1 waiting for tonight's game.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I'm on the Packers, by the way.
Whatever. the hell we want. You still have Packers plus three. Yeah. You hit on the under in A&M Notre Dame. You missed on Clemson plus the 12 against Georgia.
Damn-o.
And Swag, a lot of people loved A&M. Swag went the other way, took Notre Dame plus three and hit. Arizona did not cover against New Mexico, and you hit on the mighty condoms of L.A.
That's right.
To cover against LSU, and they
won
outright.
Arizona put up points. Our boy T-Mac had a game. Defense didn't hold up inside of the bargain.
I was really jealous you took the USC game. I liked him on the money line more than I even liked him on the points, so I give you a lot of credit for that. And you did what we do every Wednesday at 6:45. Everybody was zigging on A&M.
They got zagged.
You zagged with Notre Dame. You
That's
nailed it.
Right.
You got a zag. So a 2-1 record for Swag. The T-Box is yours. Pick number one.
I will start with some college football Saturday night in Lincoln, Nebraska. The old rivalry. I
actually don't know what the line is.
Renewed.
It should be a touchdown.
I would have liked it a lot better at 6.5, but I am confident that the black shirts are back. I think this is personal for Matt Rhule.
Mm-hmm.
I think that defense is going to probably get a couple of late hit personal foul penalties. They are going to try to knock some dudes out. I will take the Cornhuskers minus 7.
Okay. Cornhuskers minus 7. Spray, pick number one.
I hate to copy, but I must copy. Give me Texas rolling into the big house minus 7. Welcome to a new era of Michigan football where quarterback play sucks and the defense is a bend don't break. They're going to break. Texas rolls.
Hook 'em!
Hook 'em!
Hook 'em horns. I'm going to start game one for me, and it's coming off of the injury report that we just had a few moments ago. You know how I feel about my boy Kirk Cousins. I do think Atlanta's a really good team. They damn near were 500 last year with arguably the worst quarterback in the NFL. Yes, he was the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Well, he's not even in the league.
He's not even the league anymore. They're at home against Pittsburgh. They don't know if Russell Wilson's going to play. Look, I know we've had our fun debates about Mike Tomlin. He'll probably still find a way to sneak into a 500 record at the end of the year. Mm. Don't forget how their season started last year, getting punked by the 49ers in their first game of the season at home. I think there's a lot of momentum, a lot of juice in Atlanta. They are at home. They got all those weapons. You finally got a quarterback with a pulse and underrated defense. Mm. I love this line. My first pick of the week is Atlanta minus 3.5 Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do I have to go somewhere else? I got that.
You can double dip. That's fine.
I got that same one.
Really?
The Falcons, they're all primed to be able to put points on the board. And as much as Mike Tomlin can scheme and get his guys ready and try to keep them around, I just don't think that offense is equipped to keep up on the scoreboard with Atlanta. So I'll lay the 3.5.
Okay. So nothing but favorites for Swag. You start out with a favorite. I start out with a favorite. We're going to bark a little bit.
Oh, it's time to bark?
It's time to bark. Well, we'll depend on the size of the bark by how we feel on Monday. I have no real rhyme or reason here. This is just week one of the NFL, and it's always weird, and it's always unpredictable.
Are you going to do it?
Oh, I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm not a fan of the quarterback. I'm not really sure the coach is even any good. Like, the most interesting thing out of this team is that he had a porn addiction. But I don't like Dennis Allen. I don't like Derek Carr. I don't like what the Saints are offering, even though the number one target, Chris Olave, is really good in football. I'm taking the Panthers plus 4 on the road.
It's so good.
Carolina Panthers.
We're pounding hard this weekend.
Did I see a Carolina Panther bet in week one coming? No, I did not. That one snuck up on me right there. I did not see that coming. Pick number two for me, I will also go to a dog, and I will go to a game that we also just talked about. It's one of my favorites from the weekend. I don't know about an outright win here. I feel like the number's too high. They damn near beat them in the playoffs last year. Sunday night football. The Rams are on the road. Yes, there are new pieces. Yes, I know Puka Nacua is a little banged up right now. Aaron Donald is gone. That's fine. I'm a big believer in Sean McVay, who is arguably one of the best coaches in the league, and Matt Stafford, who, when healthy, is as good as almost anybody in the entire NFL. I love the Rams covering this number. You're getting 4.5 on the road. Tight game week one. Give me the Rams plus 4.5 Sunday night football in Detroit.
Mm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Finally, I took him on the Survivor pick. I don't care about the
doubling
line.
Down.
All favorites.
Doubling down.
They're
all
getting favorite. A new stadium. They got rid
shout
of Stephon Diggs.
I'm
surprised you're not going Pegula on your bet here. Isn't his daughter in like the tennis thing going on right now?
I was getting to that. Yeah. She will play for the U.S. Open singles women's title. A big three-set come from behind victory last night to knock out the two-seed. No, she didn't knock out the two seed. She's playing the two seed in the final.
Got a little too excited there.
He got too excited. Yeah. That's right.
I don't know if that wood's in there anymore. I don't know, man. She's trying to act like she's like a normal like person too. Of like, I've had to work. You know, it's been a hard.
I mean, she
grind.
Did have to work to she get did, there, but yeah, did she have training and top end equipment?
She did
her entire life. Yes,
but her she career. Did. She is 30 years old. Her tennis career is
It's winding.
An opportunity to win the U.S. Open. That'll be after the game. The Pegulas will be jacked. I'm laying the 6.5. Give me the Bills. The Cardinals stink.
Okay.
Do not let my brother-in-law hear this part of this segment. Uh-oh. I hate to do this. I'm sorry. I Uh-oh. Have to trust the gut here. This is gambling after all.
Uh-oh.
I'm buying the hype. I think it's real. I think it's legitimate. And I think they've got an opportunity to be special on both sides of the football. I didn't like what I saw. I don't care that it was preseason. Little nervous about our AR. What number is he? Five? Our AR five?
Yeah.
Eight? I thought he was eight.
No, he's number five. Oh, okay. Richardson's five.
I believe he's five. He was 15 in Florida, and then he got rid of that.
He's number five.
Okay.
I'm getting sub a field goal with Houston, and I know it's a roadie. I know they were in a dogfight at the end of last year with Minshew. Richardson's getting openly mocked and laughed at by the Bengals defense. I'm a little questionable and concerned of what D'Amico Ryans is going to do and that defense of Houston. I love C.J. Stroud. I'm all in on it. I don't think Diggs is the number one, but I think he's a great addition to a receiver room if he doesn't allow his attitude to take it over. I'm taking Texans minus the 2.5 to open the season at Indy.
Okay. Last pick for me. I have gone back and forth on two different games, and I'm only going to settle on one because it's at home. I wish it was 2.5. Right now on DraftKings, it's 3. So I hate
the
idea of a
line.
I'm not using Allen A-Line.
That's what I'm using.
I'm using DraftKings lines because that's where I bet. So these are the bets I'm locking in, and I'm going to use DraftKings. Okay. So that's just what I'm going to do. I'm actually placing the bet, so I'm going to get the number that
so
I'm actually
loaded my account.
Yeah, you gambling on Texas this weekend? Yeah.
Well, Texas is different. I am. Panthers and Texans.
I don't know what it is on Allen A. It is 3 on DraftKings. I am going to take the Chargers at home in the Jim Harbaugh debut game. Now, concerned about this because Herbert was banged up for most of training camp. But I just think when you hire a new coach, there's new energy and new identity. I like their defense and what he's been able to do at other stops. I love the staff that he has put together. I think you're going to run the football a ton. Love the weapons that they have. And I'm going to go Chargers minus 3 in week 1 at home against the Las Vegas
Raiders. It's also
Raiders.
Minus 3 at A.
It's three also minus 3. There you go.
Wish you didn't hate the Raiders so much.
One listener really thinks I hate the Raiders.
What's their like about the Raiders?
Well, Crosby, Wilkins.
Yeah, they got a great defensive line. Yeah. They got a great defensive line.
Devontae Adams is pretty good.
Our picks, trust me, I'm not unhappy here, guys. I'm not unhappy here. Swag is on Nebraska minus 7 against Colorado. Falcons minus 3.5 against the Steelers. And the Bills minus 6.5 against the Cardinals. Sprague is on the Texas Longhorns -7 at Michigan, the Panthers +4 against the Saints, and the Texans -2.5 against the Colts. And I'm on the Falcons also -3.5 against the Steelers, the Rams +4.5 Sunday night against the Lions, and the Chargers -3 against the Raiders. Sprague and the Line brought to you by Dirt's flaccid mic stand, still more reliable than a Sprague pick.
That's a good line.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.